thinking about?
I told her, I was like, you scared me because you burst that curtain open like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah. And like this whole thing stuck and she got T-shirts and ornaments and like it became this thing that like was a running joke.
Oh, the people that the owls, as we call them, they were making stuff with her face and Kool-Aid man stuff and brought her all kinds of Kool-Aid memorabilia. And it was for months this went on.
So the next time you see Karen Peck in New River, make sure you take Susan some Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. Susan is out front on this song, Valley Too Long. Here's Karen Peck in New River.
Everywhere I look, I see a world divided. Is there any place we can stand united? We won't let the darkness have its way. It's time for the church to say, we've been in this valley way too long. God, we pray, let a new day dawn. Let the church rise up, Lord, lead us on. In God who's faithful, we can tell ourselves that he's more than able. Even on the days when the clouds roll in, we just need to say it again. We've been in this valley way too long. God, we pray, let a new day dawn. Let the church rise up, Lord, lead us on.
With Valley Too Long. That'll wrap things up for the Gospel Greats. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Gold City. If you'd like to learn more about the quartet, you can follow them on social media or visit their website, goldcityministries.com. If you'd like to make a request for a song for a future broadcast, you can call us on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Just a reminder, all of the music heard on the program today is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be the quartet man, Mark Trammell.
There were two people that were very instrumental in helping me to form whatever it is that I am today.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, Mark Trammell and the Mark Trammell Quartet coming up next week. I'm Rodney Baucom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds. Paid for by candidate.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday to you. Of course, daylight saving time has come to an end, rolling back the clocks 1 hour, and now we are on Central Standard Time until the month of March. About a week ago, my daughter came home from school with a piece of paper from the local fire department, and it was the reminder to check smoke detectors, fire alarms, and carbon monoxide detectors. So my third grader, she's up on a stool, she's pressing the button, and of course we are replacing the batteries, and it's just so cute. I got a couple of pictures of that, and I love seeing others' photos of testing those alarms. So it's a friendly reminder to change those batteries. Carbon monoxide is colorless, odorless, tasteless, and of course, deadly. So especially as we come up into the winter season and many using propane and natural gas for heating, it's a good idea to change out those batteries and even have a carbon monoxide detector. Weather, we are in a moderate to severe drought across this part of Wisconsin, and rain is falling, and it will fall steady and heavier at times today. An inch to an inch and a half of rain is possible by 6 p.m. today, maybe a bit more in some areas. Temps will top out around 52, and a breeze from the southeast gusting up to 30. Tonight, expect more rain mainly in the evening, then lightening up a bit overnight with another quarter inch or so possible. Temps will hold out around 50. And then Monday, temperatures pushing 70. Feeling somewhat humid as well, with a mainly cloudy sky and scattered showers. Monday night, then, another round of widespread rain with embedded thunderstorms and a half inch to an inch of rain possible, lows around 50. And Tuesday, more rain in the morning gradually exiting, then mostly cloudy with highs around 60 degrees. So grand totals of rain between today and early Tuesday, 2 to 3 inches are possible. Drying out, thankfully, Wednesday and Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a rainy 43 degrees, and that's slightly up from a morning low of 42, as yesterday we had a high of 56 and no precipitation. A record high for this day was set in 1964 at 75, a record low 10 set in 1951. Last year on this day, our high was 51 and our low was 31. Sunset today will be at 4:49, sunrise tomorrow at 6:41, and right now we have received 55/100ths of an inch of rain since midnight. The barometer is slightly down to 30.1, and southwest winds are at 2. Again, it's 43 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Daylight saving time came to an end this morning, so be sure that your clocks are set back 1 hour. With the end of daylight saving time, sunset today will be at 4:49. It's also a good time to replace your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend's also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. This past Friday evening at approximately 9:31, the Monroe County Communicator Center was informed of a crash on Highway 90 east near the 46-mile marker west of the village of Oakdale. During the initial investigation, it was determined that a pickup truck driven by 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. was traveling east in a construction zone on Interstate 90. The pickup truck struck the rear of a semi, lost control, and collided with road service machine driven by a construction worker. The construction worker, 35-year-old Andrew Skupniewicz, was pronounced dead at the scene. Morales and a passenger in the truck sustained injuries. Interstate 90 eastbound near the 46-mile marker was closed for approximately 6 hours to allow for investigation of the scene, removal of the vehicles involved, and cleanup of the scene. Alcohol and speed is suspected to be contributing factors in the crash. Morales was arrested by Tomah Police Department and booked in the Monroe County Jail Saturday. He's facing a number of charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, operating while revoked causing death, operating while intoxicated second offense, and possession of THC. The crash remains under investigation by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. No further information has been released at this time. In a significant move ahead of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County has announced its participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This initiative, a nationwide effort uniting counties to support military veterans, will see as many county buildings as possible illuminated in green from November 4th through 11th. The aim is to raise awareness about the unique challenges many veterans face and the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Now in its third year, Operation Greenlight is a testament to the power of unity. Spearheaded by National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veterans Service Officers, it builds upon successful efforts by the New York State Association of Counties and the New York State County Veterans Service Officers Association in 2021. In 2023, over 300 counties participated in Operation Greenlight, demonstrating the collective commitment to supporting veterans. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents, businesses, and other organizations are invited to play a crucial role in this initiative. You can show your support by simply changing one light bulb inside or outside your home to a green bulb. The green light is a symbol of hope and renewal. By lighting it, you're sending a powerful message of support to veterans. Your participation is a symbolic gesture and a tangible way to let veterans know that they are seen, appreciated, and supported. Together, we can open up conversations about veterans' needs and the services that support veteran communities. Counties and residents across the county are sharing their participation on social media using the hashtag Operation Greenlight. You're encouraged to join the conversation and share your support for our veterans. The American Red Cross is highlighting the ongoing need for blood and platelet donors as festive schedules ramp up this fall. Eligible individuals, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, are encouraged to make a donation just ahead of the holiday season. Blood supply momentum must remain steady, as the Red Cross has worked this month to recover blood platelets uncollected due to recent hurricanes. Any disruption in the ability to collect blood can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. A blood drive also being held on Wednesday this week will be from 11 to 4 at Wyoming Valley School in Spring Green. The seasons may change, but the need for blood donors stays the same. Give blood or platelets and make a big difference in somebody's life by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Was it just 8 years ago that history was made in Richland Center? This article is titled, Town in Wisconsin Breaks Record in the Spirit of Halloween. It's an article written by Kristen Stevenson, published the 3rd of November, 2016. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, Richland Center, Wisconsin, USA, decided to get very festive for Halloween this year by attempting the record for the longest line of carved pumpkins connected. Organized by the local Halloween Spirit Committee, the event took place this weekend at Kroska Park, where all members of the 5,080 persons of the community were welcome to attend. Efforts to begin carving the pumpkins for the Halloween celebration started on Wednesday, where children, families, and the elderly came to Richland Center to carve pumpkins in a traditional manner. The setup began at 6 in the morning on the day of the event. Local businesses were also determined to contribute to the cause, with Walmart donating $15,000 worth of pumpkins and nearby farms giving hundreds away to help provide enough materials to break the record. Many were pleased that the attempt unexpectedly helped the community come closer together, while also potentially bringing a record previously held by Japan back to the United States. In order to beat the prior record holder, the town would need to produce over 2,015 pumpkins and arrange them in a connected line, the tough number to beat, and a requirement that would need many hours of labor. After an adjudicator, Jimmy Coggins, arrived in very dramatic fashion out of a helicopter that transported him to the event, he got right to work tallying the creatively carved squash. Many waited in great anticipation to see if their hard work and contributions had surpassed the former record. Once the official adjudicator combed through the area, a very lengthy line of pumpkins it was that, the crowd cheered as he announced they had achieved smashing it with 3,975 pumpkins, a Guinness Book World Record. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering an interesting article about the pattern of Richland County's presidential voting in elections since 1980.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Sunday, November 3rd. There are no vital statistics to report.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We do have a nice handful of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Sunday, November 3rd. Starting off, happy birthday to Linda Unger from your Durst cousins. Happy birthday today to Rachel Jelenic. A milestone birthday for Rachel Jelenic today, celebrating accordingly. So happy birthday, Rachel. Happy birthday as well today. Happy 40th birthday to our beautiful daughter, Rachel Jelenic. May your day bring you joy and happiness. Love, Mom and Dad. Happy birthday to Isaiah Hines from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Rachel Jelenic, who's turning 39 again. Must be the new math. Love, Brian, Emma, and Easton. Happy birthday to Asia Williams. Happy 18th from Grandpa and Grandma Andrada. Happy birthday once more to Linda Unger from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday to Deb Jarrett today from your brother Paul. Happy birthday to Macy Beckler from Little Willow Birthday Club. The Richland Center Primary School would like to wish Grayson Murphy a happy birthday. Happy birthday as well today to Rachel Jelenic, Linda Patch, Chelsea Prohaska, and Judy Hackle from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy birthday to Wilbur Giddings, Sean Myers, Rachel Jelenic, Macy Beckler, and Larry Kamarik from the Richland Center Lions. Anniversary wishes today. Happy anniversary to Gary and Sue Elder and Jason and Holly Schaefer from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Lions. And happy anniversary to Jim and Jeanette Simpson from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it is a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. This morning's sports report is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
In girls volleyball, the WIAA tournament continued yesterday. In Division I sectional finals being played in Onalaska, it was Division I Holman defeating Verona. Those two doing battle yesterday. Also, as we look at cross-country action, it was in boys' team score in Division III at the Ridge Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. Basketball coming in 11th, and in 12th, Iowa Grant. In boys' Division II action at that state cross-country championship, it was in third place, Dodgeville Mineral Point in boys, and it was Mauston coming in fourth place. In Division III, Aquinas came in second place. In third place, it was Westby, and in sixth place for the girls, it was Darlington. In Division II girls, in fourth place, it was Lancaster. And in Division One, and it was in the girls' Division One, Dodgeville Mineral Point had a fifth place with Ellie Robinson, and Dodgeville Mineral Point with Annie Robinson coming in 21st. It was a tough day for the Badger men's football team as they fell to Iowa by a score of 42-10 as Caleb Johnson scored three touchdowns, rushes for 135 yards in Iowa's win over Wisconsin. Also in WIAC football, it was Oshkosh over Eau Claire 42-31. Platteville defeated Stevens Point 42-14. La Crosse scored a 33-31 narrow win over Stout, and Whitewater came away with a 13-7 win over River Falls. Coming up today, the Packers will be in action as they play host to the Detroit Lions, as the Packers sit in second right now in the NFC North at 6-2. But it will not be an easy game as the Packers facing a divisional foe who is at 6-1 right now on the season. Also, taking a look at other sports scores from around the league, it was the Milwaukee Bucks falling to Cleveland in a narrow loss, 114-113. Boston defeated Charlotte in NBA action, 113-103. It was Memphis, 124, Philadelphia, 107. San Antonio scored a 113-103 win over Minnesota. In overtime, Toronto defeated Sacramento 131-128. Also in overtime, Golden State came away a victor over Houston 127-121. It was Miami 118, Washington 98, Phoenix defeated Portland 103-97, and it was Denver over Utah 129-103. Also, it was Oklahoma City defeating the LA Clippers 105-92. And a few other college football scores. Ohio State defeated Penn State by a score of 20-13. Also, Minnesota defeated Illinois 25-17. In action from yesterday also, it was SMU over Pittsburgh 48-25. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds. Paid for by candidate.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
When all things that surround
Praise your name. as you are before your God. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road, my